Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Nama's seminar in Ayurveda. My name is Sri, and I'll be the moderating to tonight's seminar. Developed and hosted by Nama's PACE program, the seminars in Ayurveda are 60-minute monthly teleconferences that aim to enhance the Ayurvedic profession through educational engagement. Professional Nama members can earn one PACE credit after listening to tonight's seminar and completing an online survey that's located by looking up the title of this seminar, Practical Application of Marma Therapy for Autism Spectrum Disorders, on the PACE program listings page at ayurvedanama.org. There is a handout. Please do visit the ayurvedanama.org and click on the Member Center tab and click on the Seminars tab and on the Tonight Seminar title. The survey for this seminar will be available by the end of this week. At this time, we'll mute all listeners so we can hear our presenter clearly. You do will have an opportunity to ask questions during the Q&A portion of the seminar towards the end of the presentation. ASD falls under the category of Manasika Rogas, psychological and mental problems, and its socially debilitating consequences and disruptive effects on relationships have far-reaching implications for family functioning. ASD, however, is responsive to Ayurvedic Madhmani treatments. The specifically selected Barba points, when balanced, restore healthy electrochemical function in the brain and central nervous system of children with ASD. Simple and useful tips about the use of Marma therapy will be shared to assist the practitioner, parent, and child. Dr. Shekhar Annambotla is a classically trained master Ayurvedic specialist and has been practicing and teaching Ayurveda worldwide since 1988. Since 2002, Dr. Shekhar has been the founding director of OGIS LLC Ayurveda Wellness Center in Pennsylvania. Thank you very much, Mr. Shekhar, for being with us this evening. We do look forward to hearing from your insight, and you may now have the floor. Thank you.
So welcome you all for this NAMA's PACE credits teleconference call. So today we are going to discuss about the practical application of Marma therapy in autism spectrum disorders. As we are aware about that, worldwide, more and more kids are affected with this autism spectrum disorders. So this educational program and this the teleconference call is information provided in this lecture is exclusively for the education purpose only, not to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any specific disease. We are not endorsing any product or any educational institute or health professional. There is no conflict of interest. So let us look into that. Autism, a lot of people, they think that is a disease. It's not at all a disease. It's a well-defined neurobehavioral, neurodevelopmental disorder. So how it is affecting on the brain functioning and the whole physiological changes are happening. When the brain is not properly working, the particularly children who are not, brain is not working, they are not able to focus on various aspects, various life things. So it leads to some disturbance in the family, and particularly mother and father and siblings and all the people not able to completely understand what is going on with the baby. And a lot of times, the children, they are not able to express. As I am seeing in my practice in Pennsylvania, I have seen several of my patients and clients who are having this autism spectrum disorders, they're varied because every person is differently, react differently, and the symptoms are varies, and that is a thing. And then people, the parents, they ask me, hey, Dr. Shekhar, my son is different, and yes, that is true. Every children reacts differently. That is exactly Ayurveda talks about that. Ayurveda talks about not a standard protocol of medications or supplements or anything is not given to that direction. It is based on the doshic predominance, prakriti, imbalances in their physiology, and what is the causative factor of getting these imbalances, and everything we discuss in this area. So world's third most common developmental disorder, this is the very common developmental disorder. And of course, the world Autism Day as declared on the April 2nd. So in Ayurveda, this is autism as already discussed. Some of the aspects of the, some of the symptoms are discussed in the ancient Charaka Samhita, Unmada, some of the symptoms of insanity. So we generally we use the word insane. If they, we are not able to understand the person, we are, don't like them or anything, whether if he is behaving differently, then we can call him insane. Similar way, these children, when they are speaking, when they are talking, when they are behaving and everything, insanity like symptoms are seen like that. So let us look into the next level like that here. As I mentioned to you, all the neurological, neurodevelopmental changes are happening, skills are changes are happening like that. So we look into that, how I look into that various aspects of this time. The symptoms generally starts at the age of 3, because when they started to express and everything like that, until that they are not shown much symptoms like that and developmental changes are not happening. Some children, they can get it in early stages also, but they started to noticing major symptoms like that and at the age of 3 years, and this, it can last for a long time period of time also. So Ayurveda can show, because I am not going to discuss more about the disease condition, autism spectrum disorders here. I am going to discuss more specifically talking about the Marma therapy as a licensed integrative massage therapist, as well as a Panchakarma expert. I specially take care about this area of the Marma therapy, particularly how we can do it. Unfortunately, I cannot show you the points, but I will be happy to discuss some of the points. Like that, a lot of people, they may have my PowerPoint presentation here, and we discuss about these things. Before that, what I will do, before going to stepping into the Marma therapy, a practical application, before that, there is a common things we need to look into that. In my practice, I would like to share some of my practical tips, what I look into that. The kids, when they're coming like that, I ask them to try to interact with me directly, and the kids are there. I will connect with them, see how I can show their affection and love and care to them, towards them, and allow them to speak more, and allow them to express their views and everything like that, and give some papers for them to write something. So writing skills I will observe, and eye movement I will observe, physical movement I will observe, and how the facial expressions are there, and I will observe. And at the same time, I'll also ask various aspects of the things like that, how the development of the brain is there. For example, simple things that how they remember their grandmother name, grandfather name, and pets' names, and children, their friends' names, and what type of foods they like, and various things. So we look into that and spend a time, good amount of time with them. Then once I started to doing this type of a relationship with him, and some of the times I give, if he says something good word like that, okay, 2 plus 3, what is the count number? You know, if I am giving a simple things like the 2 plus 3, he says 5. Okay, let me give me a high five. So that way it appreciates him. Wow, you are smart, you are intelligent, like that. If I give this way information to him, he started to feel that he is connected to me, like that he is not scared that he is seeing the doctor or some unknown person like that. Because they also feel that because of neurological effect is there, then they also feel insecure, and they don't want to visit the new people and everything, they're crying and everything like that. We have to make sure that they are well connected to us and everything when they are interacting with us. Once we are making a relationship with them, and then they will like to come, and you wanted to go and see the Dr. Shekhar? Yes, I would like to go and see him, like that. This is the way expression will start to come. And I have to educate my parents also, like that, the boy's parents or girl's parents, very clearly mention that not to worry about that. In one session is not going to complete the therapy and everything. I will not start doing a Marma therapy or some technique therapy and everything, but I will start to working on these areas. And first of all, I look into the gut level. Gut is a very important thing. So gut is having a very gastrointestinal system. Now, majority of kids, 70 to 80% of the kids in my practice are gut health problems are more. Even 90%, I can say that the children with ASD problems, they have gut issues are there. There, I wanted to focus on the gut issues, their elimination issues, their digestion issues, and sometimes incompatible foods. They are combining foods like that. They give some eggs and milk and pancakes, those type of things, which are very clearly mentioned in Ayurveda, no. So we have to make sure that the kids are giving the parents are giving a well education to them, some giving handouts to them, and what is the reason we have to do it like that, why we are contradicting these foods like that, what is an guna viruddha and rasa viruddha and vipaka viruddha and all the various aspects, rasa guna vipaka, and all the various aspects why it is a viruddha is happening, interaction is happening, and how, when to sleep, what is the best way to do it, and not to getting and reactive with the kids, like they're not to getting angry with them, frustrated with them, like they're supporting them. Sometimes I teach some yoga things like the basic things like that, those things also, being I'm an experienced yoga teacher, ERYT 500, and I tell them that these are the yoga techniques, you can do it, and breathing techniques, and these are the things also very, very important to improve these things. And in addition to that, the proper diet, like simple things which you can incorporate, like that ginger, turmeric, and cumin, coriander, spices like that. And a lot of times they have an issue of the flu symptoms like that. They have an sinus problems. Those type of things also can create the problem like that. So make sure that those symptoms also are taken care very well. And visually they are able to interact with us. They are able to see and everything. Sometimes what happens, the kids are very, very active. And because I feel that there is a pitta inflammation in the brain cellular neurons and neurological these things, they get angry and frustrated, they bite and they move around and these things. So I have some kids, they come, they are always talking. When I observe them, and immediately they stop it, and other times they talk continuously. So irrespective of anything like that, irrelevant talking like that, something on their own talking like that, there are varied symptoms I can see in the kids like that. So we have all the various symptoms which we see, according to that we look into that. But Ayurveda makes into the first identify a client, a child, what is the main dosha, prakriti, what is the vikriti is happening. And once the vikriti and prakriti is explained to them, then on the basis of that, there are specific, particularly I give, there are several things are there. In 1 hour I cannot cover all the topics of these things. Here I am going to talk to you about the specific, particularly for the marma therapy, and when I am doing marma therapy, the specific points marma points are specific measured points. These are maybe pinpointed points are there, but there are different points or bigger points also there. So according to Ayurveda, in Shushruta Samhita, classical textbook, has explained that 107 marma points, saptottaram marma shatam. So 107 marma points. There are other classical teachers and other people, they may added some of the other points like that. Ayurveda is not a complete science. What we are studying, what we are existing now, there are so many slokas, so much knowledge is lost. Because this is the traditionally preserved in India, and from families to families it is there. So it is not a way like that, looking into that we can add on more points and everything like that. There are some other points also there anatomically. But when the Chinese system of medicine emerged, then they identified various acupressure points and acupuncture points. Those are the points also they identified like that. There are about 270, 280. You can go on adding on more and more points, but the classical references are saying that 107 marma points are mentioned in these things. There are measured in the form of anguli. Anguli means the measurement of the finger, digitals like that. That way they look into that. Sometimes they are pinpointed, sometimes are bigger, and sometimes round, sometimes irregular shape. And some are in the joints, some are in the bones, some are in the arteries, some are in the veins, and tendons, various locations, they are located there. So we are going to discuss these points into the marma points, how they connect to these things, and each and every marma point is also connected to various doshas, vata, pitta, kapha doshas. Sometimes it is a sannipataja, samsargaja, and sannipataja. Samsargaja and sannipataja means vata, pitta, vata, pitta, kapha, pitta, kapha, pitta, kapha, vata. Like a combination like that also can happen. It sometimes is happening. All dosha, three doshas involvement is there. So we look into that various conditions like that. According to that, we give the therapy like that. So my technique is that very easy technique like that. Clockwise movement stimulate and energize the marma point, while the counterclockwise motion break up the blocked energy held in a particular point. So if clockwise, anti-clockwise, easy to remember, righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. This is the simple technology which I use it, very simple. And righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. So, with this technology, and when you are loosening, first of all, I touch that area when I am feeling that one. So, I have done more than about 28,000 Abhyanga therapies in my practice. So, touching the person itself, I can feel that where the body is connected to that, where the blockage is happening there, you can identify that point. Whether when you have a little bit of background of Reiki healing and pranic healing background is there, then you are able to feel that energy where the blockage is happening there. Once you know where the blockage is there, that is the point I look into that. Then I can start to open these channels of circulation like that. First to open it, and close it, and stabilize it. So these are the three steps we have to follow. One is opening, because already marma points are closed. These are the marma points when they are closed that create the problem. These are the marma points which we can call it circulatory points, or marma energy points, or acupressure points, or nadi points, and various points we can say. But here, what is happening there, the blockage has happened there. That is the reason it can create any abnormality, anything is happening. The flow of energy is not going. So when the blockage is there, our job is that to open the channels of circulation. Very gentle pressure, not necessary that it's not like a marma massage we are doing. Marma therapy we are doing. Massage is different. Therapy is different. Therapeutically, you are utilizing that point and holding that finger area, or sometimes you can use several fingers, 60 seconds in a particular marma point to stabilize that area. So step by step, in a relaxed phase, in a relaxed mode, you have to go not to hurt the client or patient. It's very, very important. And we look into that. So if we see these marma points in the, that is the technique which I explained to you. But there are, first of all, I am looking for the head marma points. And head and neck area, there are 37 marma points are there. In the upper extremity, 22, and lower extremity is 22, abdomen and thorax 12, and back and trunk 14. There are various points are explained in classical textbooks. So which we are dividing like that, a very, very simple technique. I'm a massage therapist. I do a lot of marma therapies and everything. I have to find a technique to flow and to explain to the patients like that, clearly like that, and to do comfortable, relaxing mode. That way they have to start to feel relaxed. So a lot of times in my practice, when they, after two, three sessions of giving some supplements and everything, after the third month started to, the client or child started to feel comfortable with me, and then I will take him to the table, massage table, and I will show the mother also holding one side, and I am also holding one side. That way he will feel comfortable and started to feel touching him like that, and feel that how he feels like that. When I touching this area, so the marma points, and gently doing like that, and parents sometimes they are very worried about that. Oh, I am going to give some injection or something like that. No, nothing is there. No bruising, nothing is happening here. We are doing very gentle therapy, very tender therapy, which we are going to show them like that. And here we are going to show some of the points here. Nila, Manya, Siramatruka, Vidura, Krikatika, Ukshepa, Shanka, Apanga, Avarta, Stapani, Fana, Sringataka, Simanta, Adhipati. These are the Marma points, total 37 Marma points. Even though they are numbered in this way, some are having more number of points are there. Nila Manya, Nila and Manya and Sira Matrika. I am going to go into the one by one and what are the benefits are there. Even this lecture I can talk about 3-4 hours. And it's not impossible to talk about only one thing. But I am specifically talking about the autism spectrum diseases, and particularly in this Marma point, certain specific Marma points, we have to address that areas and see how the person can benefit it. And I am going to share some of my personal experience, my clinical experiences, and how the results came in the clients. That's the thing I am going to talk about. Neela is Neela means a bluish color. That's the reason. Bluish color, when it is there, it's an not oxygenated blood, it is in a carbon dioxide is there, and the blood is flowing that way. It is a jugular vein. That's mainly jugular veins. All the veins are bluish color. Arteries are reddish color. So it's because pure blood is passing. It controls the circulation of the head and speech and thyroid and heat absorption of the skin. So these are the things which I am looking in the direction like that. Circulation to the head. So that means when the patient is having that particularly the patient having that problem, then I touch that area and giving gentle pressure and everything, he started to feel relaxing themselves. And I have seen the kids started to, people, they are not able to speak well. Now they're started speaking well. And when the clarity is there and speech has improved. Along with that, I don't give only Marma therapy. Along with that, we have given some Vacha Churnam and Brahmi, Saraswati Churnam, and so many things which we give with honey. Those things also is additionally we have to give. And in addition to that, thyroid issues, people who are having thyroid issues and older kids and they have problem like that. Heat absorption, particularly they feel that hot and cold and these temperatures are there fluctuating like that. This also really helps for the Neela Marma, it really helps a lot. And generally I give the mantra therapy also, but mantra therapy is not for the kids, it cannot be done like that. And I ask them to parents to do it some hum, practicing like that. That's one way to do that Marma therapy like that. Then, in addition, Neela, Manya. Next one is Manya. Manya is the back of the middle of the neck. That's an external carotid artery. It's a reddish color. And it controls the plasma and blood circulation. That's the reason I wanted to make sure that the kids are developing with the proper development of the brain functioning. And at the same time, the blood circulation is passing to their brain. And Sira Matrika, arteries of the neck, there are several arteries of the neck is there, the common carotid artery, various arteries are there anatomically, which we'll look into that, and which supplies to the various body parts of the neck and everything, neck, face, and head, meninges, and middle ear, thyroid, tongue, and tonsils, internal organs, and everything like that. It's also, it helps for the blood circulation to the brain. You see, now, whatever the points we are doing in the neck area, there are three Marma points are there, Neela, Manya, Sira Matrika. These are the specific points which will help them to improve the circulation to the brain, and also tongue and speech and everything is happening, and body temperature maintenance. Now, Vidura is behind the ear, mastoid bone, which is behind the ear, there's a mastoid bone, bony prominence is there. That is the area people having a lot of issues of the hearing problem. Sometimes patients, parents, they complain about that. My son is not able to hear properly, and he's not listening properly, he's not emotionally putting like that, and some hearing problem is there. Then they tested with the ENT specialist, they tested ears. Everything is normal, but the thing is, why he is not able to focus this thing. And we started to giving this gentle massage that area. You can give a little bit pressure because this is the area, bony prominence area is there and asthi area is there. And that is the reason we have to give a little bit pressure to that area and giving massage for that area gently. And therapy we are doing. Then you start to feel an irritation, meningeal irritation and stress. And particularly this kid who has irritation, anger, frustration, throwing and everything, it started to improve a lot. The kids started to feel like that, more relaxed, more, and they were very happy with the things what they are doing. And Dr. Shekhar, this is a wonderful way what you are doing to us for our son. And then Vidura is a clinical application. There is an, sometimes they may have a headache problems or the migraine headaches. They complain about that stress and tension and everything is there, and dizziness and those things suffer, vertigo and those type of things also we see that one. Krikartika Marma. Krikartika is in the back of the, in the atlas bone area and neck area particularly. This is also good for the posture. Sometimes I have seen the kids, they're having their posture is not, balance is not there. They're wobbly and moving around like that. In that situation, I give them this particular area of the Marma point massage like that, Marma therapy like that. That's the thing when we do it. Pain, local reliefs, and also tension, stress, and also it also helps for the lungs and everything. It is also posture, mainly posture. It gives some very good postural things like that. Krikartika Marma and people who are having some grief and paresthesia and the tingling and numbness in the hands and feet like that, and also tension headaches, because some kids they complain about that, oh, they may have a headache is there, that's the reason they try to change the glass, eye specialist, they look into that glasses, maybe they can recommend for them, and but still it's not responding like that, they can win these things. Sometimes emotional imbalances can also hold in the grief, also hold in that area like that. Lot of times, I also notice that lot of times I ask the parents also whether it's a normal delivery, forceps delivery, or cesarean section, what is the way they did, any trauma has happened. I have seen the kids, when they have gone through that process of these things, majority of the kids, if the normal delivery is happening, normal healthy way it is happening, not many kids, they are not noticed that type of things. When they have an abnormal way, when the cesarean section is happening, or the forceps delivery is happening, and then I can see these cases also more in those conditions also. Because this is a complex issue, we have to take a lot of history about these things and about the spending time, more time with them, and knowing about the kid and everything, history of the mother and child. And sometimes I ask them the diet of the mother, all the different aspects, we look into that. Next, it comes with the Vukshepa. Vukshepa is above the ears, above the temple area. So that is the area which is having a sensory, very, very sensitive area, this is the thing. It is also intestines, it is related to the smell, and sometimes they cannot smell properly, and intestines, large intestines also over there, and gentle pressure, and relieves of the mental agitation, psychological disorders also. It helps a lot for the kids who are having some mental agitation, is there, those type of things also. It really helps a lot for them. And Shankha Marma. Shankha means temple areas. Temple areas, temporal bones and temporal muscles are there. It is also reduced pitta, basically. So that is the reason we use a lot of sandalwood and coconut oil-based oils like that. So sandalwood paste, we make it like that with sandalwood oil, and we mix with the coconut oil base and everything. We make a paste, that herbal paste which is made it, sandalwood oil, and that applied in that area. And before going to bed, when they're sleeping, baby is sleeping, then at that time you can put that oil, and it is having a transdermally, it is really working very well, and the child will start to feel more relaxed and everything, pitta reduction is happening, and also regulation of the colon. How it is connected, I don't know. But it's having a very miracle way like that. They started to feel that elimination is very important like that. Also headaches and influence on the speech and stress levels, emotional stress and calms and mind. A lot of people, they think about that, oh my God, this is a thing, he doesn't have any emotional issues. No, it's not like that. He has also suffered a lot while in the pregnancy time. It has also affected a lot for him. And this is also aspects we have to take into the consideration. And Shankamarma, and then Apanga. Apanga is in the outer corner of the eyebrows, outer corner eyebrows. This is also very, very good for the improving of the circulation for the eyes. And sometimes kids, they have not able to focus. Their eyes are always wandering here and there and everything like that. And they are not able to focus the eyes. So this is the area when we are giving this gentle pressure and everything. That also helps them to improve their focus. And stress reduction, calms the mind, mind calming. These are the effects are there in them. And then Apanga Varma having a lot of benefits are there. And sometimes insomnia, not able to sleep well, stress, anxiety, crying. And those are the things also which I notice in the kids. So sometimes sinus headaches, those type of things also it relieves them, sinus headaches. Avarta is another point. So above the eyebrow, above the eyeball, just middle of the, that means the outer canthus of these things, outer apanga and stapani marma in between, is exactly above the eyes, then exactly that's the area, which is the thing, avarta. Avarta means calamity or sensitivity is a very important, sensitive area, very, very sensitive area. And when you are giving that area, and it will give us a gentle and relaxation for them, and they feel focused in this. That's the once I started that one, and after doing all the therapies and everything, the client, the child will started to feel relaxed more. They feel comfortable. One kid, he doesn't want to take my hand out. He is holding my hand. That means he loves my hand like that, touching on him. He felt so good like that. His mom is surprised that Dr. Sheikh is surprising for us like that. He doesn't allow anybody to touch him, but he is allowing you to touch. So make sure that you are more relaxed. Your hands are warm enough, like that, comfortable, make sure to be very, very comfortable for them and friendly with him, like that. That makes you big difference. That way you don't have any needles or injections or something holding like that, because he has seen several doctors who are the pediatricians who are having injections, so many things are there, and vaccinations and those type of things. There is a little bit of trauma and fear, is the white coat fear is also there. So that's the reason I have to have a comfortable clothes with them, and colorful clothes and everything. That also having a very impact on him, like that he's not going to be, I'm not a dangerous for him. And that's the way he look into that. And Stapani Marma is another point, is in the middle of the eyebrows, is a junction point of the glabellar area. It's a very, very important point also. And the third eye, Ajna Chakra, is located there and is very important. And sensory pituitary gland is connected to that area. Gentle pressure and make sure this thing. And I always tell them that apply small quantity of oil or something paste application. Even when the kid is there in the home, you can put a sandalwood paste or something, Brahmi oil, some special herbalized oils. We have a special blend of oils. We prepare it for them to much relaxing for them, like a lavender base and those type of oils also we prepare it. And we give them in a small quantities and apply these areas and give them. And I give the session for them, and then I teach mother also to do it, this type of things, and sometimes father also, I will involve them also to do it like that. That way they will start to doing every day for him, and I can see the big difference. Like that, what I tell them, that this is like a homework for your son. So for your children's health, you have to do it. You cannot bring every time to me, and I have to charge money for every visit. This is not a way to go like that. It is a long-term commitment of the treatment, and everything has to go through that process. So this is a very important, educating the people important. How many treatments you are giving, not important. How much education you have provided to them, that's very, very important for them. And intraocular pressure. A lot of kids, sometimes they say, Mom, my eye is hurting. I'm not feeling well, I cannot focus it like that. That's also things are happening. That when you relax these things like that, then they started to feel bigger impact on them. Like that, sometimes warm chanting is a really good way to do. And Stapani Marmite is also helpful for the pituitary dysfunction, hormonal imbalances, poor memory, ADHD, stress, insomnia, and eye strains and sinus conditions, and all the various conditions of septal deviation. Sometimes septal deviation also can lead to autism spectrum disorders. I have noticed that one, when the kids having not able to having proper deviated septum is happening, that also leads them to, because the oxygen supply is not going to the brain properly, equally not going. That means right and left hemispheres are not receiving proper oxygenation to the brain, so that leads to some imbalance in their focus and elimination and these things. So there are so many factors which we look into that direction, but we don't recommend them to go for septal deviation surgery like that. We don't need to worry about that part. Just make sure that he's not eating too much of milk, dairy products and wheat products, those type of things. So kapha increasing foods not to give too much, because he's already kapha boy and he has kapha increasing foods. If you give them more, and then they tend to develop this type of problems. So next I go into the phanamarma. Phanamarma is a sinus conditions like that, particularly smell. And people, they are not able to focus the smell and everything. That's the area you look into, the nasal passages, sinuses, and the blockages are there and everything. Gentle pressure giving them that, not to block the sinuses. That's very important like that. So a lot of people, when they are giving pressure, too much pressure should not be given. Gentle pressure, that means when you are pressing, your nostrils should not be closed. That is the only technique you have to follow. So when you open it, when you are opening and closing like that, not to close the nostrils and suffocate them, make them to not to suffocate like that. Gentle, they have to feel comfortable and started to feel the smell and everything. Then, Sringataka marma, this is a tough marma, which we don't do it because it is inside of the palate and everything. So soft palate area, there are several marma points are there. Just for this, they don't know how to gargle and everything. If the kid is a little bit of older and everything, I ask them to do it. Sometimes I ask them themselves to do it, gentle massage in the upper palate and lower palate area and everything. Gentle massage with fingertips and very good. And better to do it when the teeth, having children, as I told you, that 3 years above and all the kids, then they have teeth and everything is there. We should not focus that area, Sringataka marma, just gargling and everything, that helps them like that. So, and next it comes with Simanta. Simanta marma is a skull sutures. There are so many sutures in the brain, particularly in the skull area, parietal, frontal, temporal, occipital, sagittal. There are the five sutures are there, and that is the reason we have five sutures are explained like that. And this controls the seventh chakra, Sahasrara chakra, nervous system, plasma, blood, and everything. It is also very good for the gentle massage. How to do this massage for this marma therapy like that? So what I do, gently massaging the head in a pampering way, like a cat and dog, how you gently massage them. Like similar way, like that you have to do gentle massage for their head, for them, then they will start to feel comfortable and everything. After that, slowly you have to squeeze the head gently, because you know that, as you know that, our sutures are not completely joined together. When the baby is growing and everything, when the sutural development, brain has to develop, because as we have in the inside, various dura mater, external matters and everything, dura mater, pia mater, and arachnoid matters, these are the layers of the brain functions, these things are there. And then when they are doing this gentle massage them and everything, then it helps a lot. And sometimes I ask them to give some oil also, application of oil, coconut oil base or castor oil base and avocado oil base and those type of oil bases also. I give the aromatic herbalized oils, give them to give the gentle massage for them on technique is these things. So this is after doing these things like that, then they feel that they feel relaxed sleep, good night sleep, not stimulating activities are doing. There's a lot of education. Parents' support is very, very important. Without parents' support, we can't do anything. So that is the reason I tell my patients that this is very, very important. If you wanted to get good results with Ayurveda, with my therapies, my techniques and everything, and this is the way you need to follow, this is the instructions are there. If you are not able to follow, if you are not wanted to do these things, you don't need to come to see me. And you can go to some other doctor, some other practitioner like that. But my having a strict, very clear instructions are there. I have a tough love. I have a tough love with the kids and everything. That means I love everybody. But at the same time, I have to be very strict with them, what they have protocols you have to follow with them. Then they will also say that, hey, we are able to follow these things. I can do it. If they don't do homework properly, they don't do work properly, then they complain about that. Oh, Ayurveda is not working. We tried only once. That's not going to work. ADD and ADHD problems are that. This is a long-standing problem. It's not going to fix the problem. I am not a magician here giving a miracle pills for you. That's the thing. We are going to do it here. So next is that Adhipati Marma. Adhipati means the central point of the head, the vertex area. And this is the various Sahasrara Yoga, pineal gland, nervous system, lubrication of the brain, thinking power, positive health, energy and vitality. This sometimes what I do, I show them the slides to them. That way I educate them. What is importance is there? What is the textbooks are saying? And sometimes Susha Samhita, I show them in these things. Sanskrit sloka I read in front of them. And I explain them. This is the thing explained like that. I am not talking from my side. This is the actual original textbooks, how they are saying about that, how the function of these things. So this also helps them to transcend, stimulate the memory, enhances the hair, relieves the headaches and calms the mind, balances the emotions and everything, and it also helps for them to pichu application. That's the thing what I do. I tell them that pichu is one of the technique of panchakarma upakarmas. We call it, it's not a panchakarma, it's a panchakarma upakarmas. In this upakarmas, where we do oil soaked with oil, special oil, at that kept it on this on the head area and put in a cap or something like that on them. Let it sit there for some time and then they feel that relaxation is happening like that. And particularly in Unmara Chikissa and Apasmara Chikissa and Atattvabhinivesha, so many conditions, there psychological manasika rogas, they mentioned very clearly in Ayurveda, Charaka, Sushruta, Vagbhata, all the textbooks, they clearly mentioned about various conditions, which are practically we can do it. There are a lot of supplements and a lot of medications are not available in America, particularly for us. We have very limited resources are there. We have to utilize them. A lot of times I use local herbs also, the Western herbs, which we can use it commonly, which is a very good aromatic effect is there that also improves their function of the brain function like that. So Adhipati Marma is very good for the people who are having relaxation, dysfunction, pituitary problems and kaphogenic problems, depression, greed, attachment and sadness, those conditions also which we look into that. And there is a certain aromatherapies I'll mention. Rosemary, commonly I use it. Also it is very, very good for the enhancing the memory and respiratory support, anti-fatigue qualities. And clear sage. Clary sage is that is also antidepressant and is a nervine tonic, can be used like that. And cinnamon leaf is also very good for stimulating antibiotic effect and also antiseptic qualities and everything. And is a vata reducing also at the same time. The frankincense is really good, and in my practice I use frankincense oils are there. Nerve tonic and expectorant is very good for tridosha balancing. And even a lot of times I created a dhuma. Fumigation therapy. Recently, when the COVID conditions came, I came up with some wonderful formulation of this thing. So, Dhuma fumigation, my Ayurveda Wellness Center, every week we do the Dhuma fumigation in the bathrooms and massage rooms and every room we do specifically this Dhuma, which is having a lot of herbs we are using, including Gugulu and frankincense and Vidanga and Jatamansi, Brahmi, Tulsi, and calamus root, and all the various things, combination of powders and everything. And then with the charcoal piece, we burn that area, and that smoke will come, start to coming. And it's a fumigating a lot, and it changes a lot, and the chemistry changes completely, the whole atmosphere area. Generally, I recommend them to give this type of fumigation therapy also for their in the bedroom, and they can put in the these things, make sure that the fire alarm is not on like that. make sure that the thing is happening, not a fire hazard like that. I give all the instructions to them. We make the formula for them, easy for them to take it home. They can do it very successfully and they can practically do it. And also it is not only benefiting for the kid, it is also benefiting of the whole family. That's very important like that. It's a thing is that Ayurveda is not for only for kids, and we are not giving only for kids. Entire family harmony is there. Then they said that, my God, his family started feeling much better. And daughter is feeling better. My younger brother is feeling better. So then we see the clove oil, particularly clove bud oil, essential oil is a good expectorant quality, coughing, those type of things also, digestive symptoms are there. Kapha vata balancing, geranium commonly we use, antidepressant, hormone balancing and lymph drainage is also happening. And peppermint oil is very good, peppermint tea. We make them, ask them to drink some peppermint tea, give them. And also it's very good for the improving of their patchouli oil also is very good, antidepressant qualities are there. Lavender is commonly we use in antidepressant qualities and spasmodic qualities are there. Bergamot, and there are so many benefits are there. It's interesting that recently clinical application of nutrition and clinical for the physicians. That was the one in that I have contributed a chapter on the marma therapy. Dr. Vasant Lad and Dr. Virendra Sodhi also contributed from the Ayurvedic perspective. Three doctors we contributed a chapter, and I will be happy to share that book also. It is in that I particularly have given marma therapy, how it is beneficial for the people like that, various conditions, not only autism spectrum disorders, but it helps them to equilibrium of the brain and functions of the doshas and channels of circulation, and enhances the alertness, more alertness, and meditation. Children are able to focus more, and tissue metabolism is happening and produces a deep relaxation for them, and also some of the slowing of the aging process is helping them, and natural sleep. These are the things which helps a lot for them to natural sleep. Any blockages are happening, those blockages also removed, basically, and also helps to maintain the homeostasis. That is a very, very important aspect of the children. When their imbalance, inequilibrium is happening, then this is really helps a lot for the kids, for them. And in addition to that, improves the memory, and they have to focus, increase the relationship. Then sometimes what happened, they don't want to share anything for them. Then started to sharing them like that, and that is a relationship started to help improve. Because it's not like that, a relationship means it's not like a normal person like that. They are very curious kids like that, and they are very gentle, they are affected, and we have to be pity for them and how we can support them. I always feel that kids are gods. God is nothing but anywhere, like there are kids in the form of God, then we have to treat them properly. If they don't treat them well, and they are the children, they grow up like that later stage, they are the people, a maniac, cuckoo-minded people, and disturbed people, and those are the people give the lot of trouble for the society. That is the thing is very important, that we have to treat them properly and heal them properly and compassionate way and loving way. That is the thing which exactly what we needed to give. And there are reference books, are there Jayan Mishra and Dr. Lad and Avinash Lele and Sunil Kumar Joshi, and all the different books are there. And this is the thing exactly what we have talked about, that this is the thing. Now I will open for questions to ask you. And this is my practical experience, how I am able to do it. And very successfully, I am able to do a lot of marma therapies and everything for the kids. But a lot of patience is required, patience. And the clients also, I always tell the patient need patience. So trust is important, patience is required. And at the same time, they have to be responsible for their own kid, what we are giving. And that is also important. Instructions should be followed. Important. Ajo rogi bishagvasya sattvavanapi. So, ajo rogi bishagvasya. Bishagvasya means here, bishagvasya means the patient is compliance with the instructions properly giving. And then a lot of times I ask them that, oh, this is the thing you need to take twice a day. They take only once a day. That means they are not compliance with the things like that. They are not doing, even the adults. Even the adults, when they are taking like that, they are not taking regularly on the compliance basis like that. Some instructions we give clearly for them, but they don't follow. When they are not following the instructions, they are not following the guidelines of the instructions, what the Ayurvedic practitioner, Ayurvedic doctor has given this one, and at the same time, and they are affecting like that, then they cannot complain that, okay, it's not working. If they do work, if they started giving properly dose according to situation, once or twice they can forget about that. I always tell that 80% perfectly you do it, I'm happy. 20%, 80-20 rule if you follow, that's perfectly fine. But not like a 20% you are doing, 80% you are avoiding, then you will not see the results. This is exactly what we wanted to help them. And we are here, compassionate and loving and caring way. We have to enter into their heart, enter into their mind to reconnect with them, see the changes are happening. And a lot of parents, they expect that, one time consultation is done, we are fixed, you have to fix it. And then they have vata mind is there, they will go and search for other doctors, other practitioners, everything like that. They are not going to see any results. They are always changing the practitioners and everything, then it's not going to happen. This is not like a fever. This is not like a simple headache. This is a chronic problem. And there's unknown reasons. There are n number of reasons are there. And there are number of conditions are there. Every person is differently react. And we have to rethink about that. Sometimes in one stroke, sometimes what happens when I take the notes and everything, so I give some protocol and follow and everything I give them. Then next time I have to go back and I have to revisit that area, that I have to rethink about that client, that, I relaxed way. Sometimes I have to meditate for them. On the patient, I have to meditate them, then only I can get creative ideas like that. This is my 33 years of experience of these things and seeing of almost thousands of clients and patients like that. This all, it's not going to fix in one time. We have to think about that. We are not a supernatural gods or something like that. We can heal everybody. So we have to rethink about that. A lot of times the thinking power is there. And sometimes my wife and kids, they say that, you lost sometimes. You lost. You are thinking something. I am not thinking something. I am thinking about my clients. I am a responsible teacher. I am a responsible healer. I'm a responsible practitioner. At the same time, I'm also a responsible parent. And a responsible husband. These are the aspects we have to cover everything, and then you will see the big difference like that. Thank you very much. Now, I thank for the National Ayurvedic Medical Association for giving the opportunity to talk about this topic. I hope this will be helpful for all our Ayurvedic practitioners, Ayurvedic doctors, and educators, lifestyle coaches, and health counselors. All the people can benefit this lecture and enjoy these lectures in future also. Thank you very much, one and all. Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you, Dr. Shekhar. I think I'll open up the floor for Q&A session. If anyone has any questions, could you please press *6 and ask a question? Go ahead, please.
Hi, I had a question. I just wanted, if you could just list I think I missed some of the names of the Marmani. Can you just list them again for me?
Neela, Manya, Siramatrika, Vidura, Trikatika, Ukshepa, Shanka, Apanga, Avarta, Stapani, Fana, Sringataka, Simanta, Adhipati.
Okay, I think I got
it. This goes very easy. I have made a structure like that very systematically for the massage therapist. I have trained a lot of massage therapists, more than about 900 massage therapists, licensed massage therapists. I have trained them, and they were very happy. more than 70, 80 times, 80 classes I have teach and taught the classes regularly for them, and upper parts of the body, lower extremities, abdomen, and the back and everything. In one day class, they are able to learn every part of the things like that. They have said that this is a very practical knowledge you have given to us. Being a massage therapist, we are able to apply this knowledge immediately as soon as possible. There are a lot of physical therapists, they came also for these classes. Chiropractors, they came and taken the classes like that. And osteopathy doctors, they came and taken the classes. And of course, medical doctors. And the neurologist, he has taken this one. And pediatricians, they have pediatricians also, they have taken these courses like that. Really, they said that this is very, you made it very, very easy way. Complexity is not there. And otherwise, if you read any book of Marma therapy book, we confuse like that what to do, what should we do, where should we start. And you have shown us very clear and practical way how to do it, and simplified way within hours, you are able to make it very easy. Same way we teach the pulse analysis course also like that.
So is there a way we can see maybe like a diagram of it? Like, is there a way that if I email you, like, I'm just wondering, because normally...
I have to show you, because it's not like an email like that. This is the thing, because I have to practically experience it like that. This is not like
right.
a point I have to show that way. When the let the COVID go away and then you are not far away, you guys can come and meet us with us, and practically we can experience it. And we do when we are doing, and each and every student, they have to practice on each other until they get experience like that and feel it like that, experience it like that, and everybody has to change it like that. That's the thing. Like somebody is cardiologist doing surgery online. You wanted to go and take the class?
Right, I get that.
This is exactly what they do. They ask me that a doctor who is a cardiologist, who is trained underline board certified cardiologist, did surgery on the online course, and you wanted to go for surgery for him or with him. He's a board certified.
Oh, my goodness.
Drashta karma. This is a very clearly mentioned. Sushruta has clearly mentioned that we don't want to have a dilute the knowledge. That's very important. So diluting the knowledge, which gives are injurious to the health of the patient and clients also. So you have to be practically doing drashta karma, and it's very important. That means you have to have practical knowledge and everything, experience like that, how much pressure you are giving and everything. Sometimes it may injury to the people also, if you give too much pressure for them.
Okay,
sometimes,
thank you.
I have seen the people when they did it, Dr. Shekhar, one of the patients, got the blood pressure increased. Why the blood pressure increased after doing a Marma therapy? I asked them to take the blood pressure before and after. I have seen the big difference on the blood pressure also, came down. Blood pressure, pulse rate, breathing technique, and everything. You can monitor it and everything. These are the techniques which we use it, and what changes are happening in their physiology before and after.
Thank you.
Right, thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, Anjali, for that. I'm going to pick the next caller. Go ahead, please.
Hi, my name is Kate. I'm in Wyoming, and I was calling in because I have a nephew. I have Ayurvedic background, but I do not practice Marma therapy. And I have a nephew that is in Switzerland with a lot of problems. He's on the spectrum. Do you have any advice of how to search for a
therapist? We have doctors are there, and in Switzerland and Belgium area, Dr. Bertard Martin, who is MD, psychiatrist, good friend of mine, and send an email to me, and I will refer to him. And he has also MD, MPH, and also Panchakarma specialization, he did it, and psychiatric patients he sees. And I was in Switzerland, and Dr. Naveen Gupta is also Ayurvedic doctor in Belgium and Switzerland. He travels also, and I have good connections there. And when I was in Europe, and particularly in Switzerland, I traveled all the Lucerne area. He's in the Lucerne area, and then you can send an email to me. I will be happy to connect to him. I will send an email to you.
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Dr. Shekhar@gmail.com. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Welcome.
All right, I'll pick the next caller. Thank you. Go ahead with your question, please. agent?
We lost her.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Sorry about that. My mute button was not unmuted, so I apologize.
Okay.
My question is for you, Doctor, that out of all the points that you explained today, which one Marma point would you say is the most helpful for depression or and anxiety?
I think what other point, all points are important because not like only one point is giving, particularly the Stapani Marma and then Shankha Marma, and these are the areas. And you have to see what depression, anxiety, what is causing them. You have to take that history also important. And it's not like a pinpoint to giving a one point like that here. What causing them? That is also important. How we can give that specific treatment for protocol for them. And sometimes they are fearful about certain things like that. They are worried about something like that. They are insecurity feeling like that. This is COVID, particularly COVID. A lot of people are suffering with depression, anxiety.
Yeah.
And myself, I have done more than 30 lectures in this period of time. And 7 days a week I am working. And so many activities I am doing, I am not depressed. A lot of people are depressed. They don't know what to do.
Right.
It's a creativity of these things. There is a lot of involvement is there. There is a separate protocol we have to follow for them. It's not like I cannot give in a, this problem is that this is the fixation of this point like that. But specifically, Shankha Marma and Stapani Marma, these are the things are also good working there for them.
Okay. And would you suggest a particular... essential oil that works well to open
I already mentioned about the antidepressant oils are there. There's special oils are the lavender, bergamot, and all the oils are there. Then combination of those oils and also testing them, it is very important also. You cannot go on mixing your own oils like that. You have to make sure that they have a sensitivity and skin test you have to done properly, and at the same time smell test also. Sometimes if you give somebody, one of the patients, I have given to him, her, that patchouli oil. She hates the patchouli oil. And then she started getting a headache later. Then I noticed that why she is having complaining of headache. Then after that, do you have any allergy to any specific oils, aromas like that? She said, I hate patchouli. Oh, my God. Then, of course, it's subsided like that. I made her to drink plenty of water and everything. I told her that. Then after that, this is the thing. That's from that point, because it's experience. This is the thing. Years of experience adds on a lot of information like that. Years of experience is very important. You have to see the thousands and thousands of patients like that. Then only you are able to get experience more and more. But every time when you are doing is new to you. Like doctors and surgeons, my family members are surgeons are there. Every patient, every anatomy is the same. We did anatomy, physiology, dissection of the bodies and everything, we did the same. But the thing is, everybody body structure is different. The pain tolerance is different. The emotions are different. Every person is different. Even two siblings are same, symptoms are not there. Even the same symptoms are complying, but the different formulations I have to give them.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much.
Welcome. That is exactly Ayurveda talks about that.
Yeah.
Purusham Viksham. Purusham Viksham. It's a clearly mentioned like that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Welcome.
All right. I think with that, Dr. Shekhar, I think we've answered all the callers that had questions. So it's time tonight's seminar to a close. But thank you very much for your presence today. We really appreciate your time and energy.
Thank you.
It was very helpful. There were a lot of new things that I've learned.
I hope you enjoyed a lot of information, all
very
the audience
much,
and students
much.
Who are able to record that one information. And this is gives an insight for them, some knowledge and everything that will really help a lot for them. Thank you very much for keeping the profession alive and our tradition to grow. And we are the all custodians of Ayurveda to develop the Ayurveda. Thank you very much, all of you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, all the listeners. We hope you enjoyed tonight's seminar. The recording is going to be available in the next week or so, and the handout is already available on the website if you'd like to refer to the Dr. Shaker's handout. So have a happy and safe month, and we'll see you all next month. Thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. Shaker.
Namaste. Thank you.
Namaste.
Thank you.